Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Jessica, please?
This is she.
Hey, Jessica. I'm calling you because somebody emailed us about you.
Was it my friend Karen?
I don't think so. I haven't seen one from
No.
Karen. I'll check, though, later to see if she emailed. But no, this is from Sean.
Oh my God.
You remember Sean?
You went out with Sean.
Yes.
Well, if you know the show, you probably heard a second date before, yeah?
I know my friend Karen does. She's like obsessed with you guys.
Okay.
So that's why I asked if it was her that emailed.
Oh, gotcha. Well, a second date is where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So Sean emailed us and told us about the night you guys hung out and is very confused why you ditched him in your own apartment and also why you won't call him back.
Wow, he told you that.
Yeah.
It was not great. I honestly wish that this had never even happened, and I can't believe I'm reliving this on a radio show right now.
It has to be worse than not great. I mean, to leave a stranger in your apartment.
Yeah.
Wait, so can you tell us what happened on your date?
Okay, so me and Sean went out, and I had a very weird feeling from the moment that we got together. Like, something was just off.
Is that why things were awkward at first? Because he told us about your date. He said things were obviously awkward between you two at the beginning of it.
Yeah, I just had a weird feeling, and I guess that like carried into how the date went.
So wait, like weird feeling, like you felt like he was a serial killer? Because that's how, whenever I say weird feeling, I feel like someone is bad.
Not that I thought he was going to kill me, because I would have like left
Okay.
at the restaurant if that was the case. But when he said, "Hey, this isn't going well," I was relieved. You know, like I was relieved when he suggested that we leave. And I asked him to walk me home, and things got, you know, a little bit better. We were talking and enjoying ourselves a little bit and enjoying the conversation. And so, wait, what did he tell you?
He just said that you guys ended up going up to your place and then things were better. And then after you guys were done hanging out, then you left and didn't hear from you.
Yeah, well, there was a moment where we were sitting down and he dropped his phone, and when he reached for it, he said, "Oh, corn nuts."
Okay. This is after you guys have hooked up or before?
He told you that. Oh, God. This is after, considering, you know, the details. This is after. So he drops the phone. He says, "Oh, corn nuts." And I realized that's something that one of my uncles used to say all the time.
So he
Okay, so he reminds you of your uncle or something?
Oh, no.
Well, that uncle has a son named Sean.
Wait.
What?
Whoa.
So are you thinking that
What?
Sean is your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm still not 100% sure, but I hadn't seen him in a while, if it was him. So I just panicked. I panicked and I left.
But you know what your cousin looks like, right?
I mean, I haven't seen him since we were children. People evolve.
And all Sean's kind of look the same.
That too.
So you think that he's your cousin and you went out with him?
That sounds so much worse when you say it.
Have you done?